We are joined this morning by Marianne Winkowski, who is a paranormal investigator, author. She's also the inspiration for the CBS series The Ghost Whisperer, and she will be coming to the Stalker Center on June 27th for a spirited evening. Good morning, Marianne. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate that.
Oh, this should be fun.
What kind of a thing do you do in these talks, especially like the one coming up at the Spitzer Center?
Well, people can bring pictures for me to look at because sometimes they see, you know, stuff that doesn't look right in the picture. They can ask me if they have somebody attached to them. I tell people how many ghosts are in the room, and they get to ask questions. And, you know, TV, any of the shows on TV are so Hollywoodized. Even Ghost Whisperer, there was only four sentences each week that was true. The rest was all Hollywoodized. And so I like to get the truth out there instead of people thinking that there's something bloody or gory or they're chasing you with an axe. No, it doesn't happen.
When you say the truth, what would be considered the truth then for an example of something that usually you'll tell people or that you'll see or feel?
The biggest thing is that if somebody died tragically and their body was very, very in bad shape, the body is what is in bad shape. The spirit is always whole. So you never see, I have never seen a ghost carrying their head, missing parts or pieces, bloody, gory, and that's the way they portray them on TV, which is so wrong. They are just regular people, and their spirits just look like their body looked before it got smashed or whatever happened to it.
So normally the body or the spirit you see is at the point at which they passed then?
Exactly. Okay. The minute you take your last breath, the spirit comes right out of the body. You've heard people that have near-death experiences, they see the bright white light, but they don't die. The minute you take your last breath, there's a white light for you. And that stays with you for about 48 to 72 hours after your final memorial service. And so, you know, they get a chance to visit, go into people's houses, and snoop around. Nobody's going to know they're there. But, you know, as soon as the memorial service is over and the priest or the minister, you know, has the final prayer, they go into the white light and they're where they're supposed to be. The other little trick, too, is that if you dream of anybody that has died, that means they've crossed over. They are not earthbound. They are where they're supposed to be because earthbound spirits can never get in somebody's dreams.
Really? So if you have a dream about somebody, as you're saying, they've already passed.
Say your grandpa died.
Right.
Okay. And maybe you've never had a dream of your grandpa, but your brother has. As long as somebody has had a dream of grandpa, he is where he's supposed to be. And you can talk to people in your dreams just like we're talking right now. People don't realize that. You can get a hug, a pat on the cheek. It's terrific. Anybody can do it. Absolutely anybody.
So in a dream, that in a sense, that is a contact with somebody who's passed at that
point.
That
is exactly right.
Okay.
That's true.
The other type is the ones of people who awaken and maybe see some spirit in the room. That's the person, the spirit that's still earthbound, I guess, right?
Probably, 9 times out of 10. Now, just because I can't see people that have crossed over doesn't mean other people can't. But, you know, what it is dreams are acceptable. You know, you have a dream of grandpa tonight, you're going to call your brother and go, geez, I had the best dream of grandpa last night. He was working in the garden. He looked so good. But you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom and grandpa's sitting on the foot of your bed, you're going to freak out. It's not acceptable. That's why they come in dreams. The earthbound ones are the ones that cause problems. They're the ones that need energy to continue on. They're the ones that cause problems in people's houses.
Let's talk a little bit about you, Marianne. When did all this begin for you as far as understanding about the spirit world?
You know, grandma took me to my funeral when I was 4 years old because she knew I could see and talk to him. What she didn't realize is most children can. Their imaginary friends are not imaginary. They really are seeing and talking to somebody. I didn't realize till I was about 7 years old in school that not everybody could do it. I thought everybody could do it. Why would I think different?
Right.
And No, I went to Catholic school then, and nuns certainly cleared that up.
Yeah, a couple of rulers to take care of that. You're going to be coming to the Spitzer Conference Center on Friday, June 27th from 7 to 9.
Yes. May,
and people can come out, and you'll talk about the spirits and that. So people can bring, you say, photographs maybe sometimes?
Sure, bring photographs of somebody, or a lot of people have orbs in pictures or foggy pictures. Bring them, and I'll look at them and tell you what's going on.
Now, I was checking out your website, and up front on the website, you have a cookbook here. Can you explain this to me?
Yes, I will.
All right.
It's 100 recipes, and every one of the recipes I got from a ghost. And there's a story to go with each recipe that tells you how I got it. And some of the recipes are pretty interesting. Old-time recipes. It's a win-win situation because some people like ghost stories and don't like to cook, and some people like to cook and don't like ghost stories. So you can get both from the same book.
See, you have a whole other era. You know, there's many recipes that died with the grandma or grandma, they never wrote down.
That's right.
A perfect opportunity to be able to reach beyond the grave to find out exactly how much spice and
right. You'd be surprised when I do a talk, somebody will say, the family lost that recipe 50 years ago. Thank you so much for finding it. It's like, okay, that wasn't my mission, but I'm glad it helped so.
Well, I wonder how far down the list of questions when you have a spirit or a ghost that you start saying, so how about that paprikash recipe?
How do you get around to that? You'd be surprised how many people, a lot of times it's the ghost that brings it up.
Oh.
She makes paprikash terrible. Why doesn't she do this, this, or this? And I'll go, Grandma's not too happy. You need to put a little bit more pickling spice in or less sour cream or whatever. They'll go, is that what it was? So it's amazing sometimes. A cookie recipe. How to make stuffing is in there. I never knew people made stuffing the way that recipe is. I tried it, and it's wonderful. So it was a very interesting, that was probably the hardest book I had to write that I've ever written. Out of 7 that I've written, that was the hardest because I didn't realize that any cookbook every recipe has to be tested by a licensed kitchen. Oh, my gosh, the editing I had to do on that cookbook because how much is a pinch? How much is a dash?
Right.
And it all has to be exactly right when it goes in a cookbook.
Well, that's the secret of some of those kitchens. It's all just a matter of feel, and trying to put those down into actual amounts is kind of a tough chore, I would imagine. For that.
Right. It was very hard. Modern oven, what's that? the one woman said, well, if you put a few more logs inside the fire, it'll burn hotter. It's like logs? She had a wood-burning stove. How do you come up with a heat degree with that? I don't know.
Well, you just kind of left to see how it glows and kind of tested it a little bit, or just trial and error as well.
Trial and error, that's exactly right.
Does the spirit world get active at different times of the year or different decades or things? Have you seen it? Is there an ebb and a flow to that sort of thing?
Well, everybody always thinks it's around Halloween. That's not true. It goes on identically the same 12 months out of the year, but the week working up to a full moon, they have more energy. They get energy from that phase of the moon for some reason. And so that's usually when people are going to hear doors banging or things missing or a lot of electrical things. Your TV goes staticky, your cell phones don't work. You charge them and they only last for an hour. That's ghosts doing that. And if you've got children under the age of 10 or 12, they're constantly going to have ear, nose, and throat problems, and they're going to be in bed with you every night at 2 o'clock in the morning. People need to listen to their kids. Kids are really, really good indicators of something going on in the house.
Seems that those that are just new to the world and those maybe that are exiting the world have the closest, I guess, ties to maybe the spirit world in a sense.
In a sense. But most of them can see people in the light that they want. moms, dads, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives. They can't talk to them at that point, but they're motioning, come on, come on. So it's they want them to go into the light. And the neat thing is, once they've gone into the light, they can come back and forth and visit. Grandmas and grandpas don't miss a wedding, a graduation, a t-ball game. They're there for all of that stuff. Just because they're dead doesn't mean they're not there enjoying the kids.
Well, I've seen that Angels in the Outfield movie, so they can actually help the ball get over the fence if they so choose, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah, not
no,
so much.
I guess so. Oh, well, you can always hope for that. You're coming to the Spitzer Center June 27th. It'll be, again, from 7 to 9. Do people need to call for reservations? What's the procedure for that?
Yep. If they go to my website, which is MarianneWinkowski.com, all the information is on that, and they can register that way. And they can just come in. But it's less expensive if they pre-register.
Okay. And they can sit in the back of the room and just not get, you know, they don't want all the attention. But you never know what spirit will move them.
Right. And I don't pick on people. Okay. I don't do that. If you don't raise your hand, I don't tell you.
I got it.
It's none of my business.
Would you give us a wink or a nod or say, maybe you'd like me to tell you something?
Yeah, it's like, you want to talk to me after?
Got something to tell you, yes. Marianne Winkowski, guest this morning, the inspiration for the CBS show The Ghost Whisperer. She's an author. Again, you can go to MarianneWinkowski.com to find out more about the spirited evening with the real Ghost Whisperer. Been a pleasure this morning, Marianne. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. Have a good day.